Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jordan Brooks is the newest member of the Seattle Seahawks. The linebacker out of Texas Tech led the team in tackles in 2016, 18, and 19. What happened in 2017, Jordan Brooks? He was all Big 12, I think 3 years. And this is a guy that John Schneider, Pete Carroll, at 27th, they said they tried to deal the pick and trade back a little bit. When they couldn't find any buyers, Schneider said, hey, we're going to stick with him. He's our guy. They loved him.
They did, and they needed outside linebacker help. I thought they needed D-line help, pass rusher situation. We don't know what the Jadavian Clowney, which I saw the report that he was all the way down to $13 million that he's willing to come down to, and the Seahawks are still like, yeah, maybe it's the terms. But who knows? But I think it's a great pick because Bobby Wagner is older, but it really doesn't matter, and K.J. Wright has fallen off. Had a little bit of a fall last year, but not too much to the point where they had issues with their outside linebacker position. Mm-hmm. He can play both inside and outside. He is super versatile. No, he's not a big, tall guy. He's only 6 foot. But the highlights of him playing inside, being able to meander, move within, they're going to need some outside linebacker help.
And he's fast.
He's very fast.
4'5". Yeah.
That's fast. That's fast for a linebacker. It's fast for anybody. But I think it was more about his ability to play inside the box, which is that 8 yard window and that 4 yard wide, and he can move from side to side. They played a lot of three linebackers last year. Now, will that be the same style they move with this year? Probably, because they don't like to play a lot of nickel.
Yeah, and they said that the Sam linebacker position is an open competition. That's why they want to bring him in and let a rip, as Pete Carroll says. He ripped it last year.
Another defensive guy. I love the defensive picks early like this.
Well, in the offense was ripping.
The NFC West, especially, they went defense.
Yep.
You had the Arizona Cardinals started off with the 8th overall pick.
Such a great pick.
Isaiah Simmons, Clemson outside backer.
That guy is like having 8 defensive players. He plays slot.
He plays corner.
He plays linebacker. He plays safety. He could play everywhere.
Yeah, that was my guy. I said I loved in this draft. When we first started talking about it, he is out of the national championship game.
He's only a 3-star guy, too.
He did everything.
Stupid stars half the time.
Well, there's a lot of 5-star guys that are...
Yeah, I know, but the track guy that suddenly just became the guy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, great development.
Did you hear the story about him in Arkansas?
Yeah.
He wanted to go to Arkansas, and he went to their camp and ran a 4-4 as like a sophomore and told Brett Bielema, I will commit right now if you offer me, and Brett Bielema didn't do it.
Where's Brett Bielema now?
He is now the linebackers coach for the New York Giants, who they could have taken him at 4.
There you go.
And they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. But then the defense kept on coming for the NFC West with Javon Kinlaw, South Carolina, defensive tackle, going to San Francisco at 14. He's a big dude.
He is.
My God.
No surprise, again, with what I think that every San Francisco fan, we talked about it earlier in the show, they're going to build on what makes their strength. And their strength is stopping the run and rushing the passer. If you think about it, and this is what's smart about why the NFC West had to go defense. Who are the two most, and this is a fair comment, but I don't know if it's All right, this is an opinion-based comment, but this is where I'm standing. Two best quarterbacks in the division are Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray. Those are the two most explosive quarterbacks in the division. They're also the two most hard-to-corral quarterbacks in the division. And who knows this? Because Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to outrun anybody from side to side, and neither is Jared Goff. Do you need the best pass rusher to get to Jimmy Garoppolo and Jared Goff? No. No, you don't. Who do you need to be able to corral? Russell Wilson, extendable plays, and then you're going to have Kyler Murray. Extendable plays outside and around. He understands that. That's John Lynch going, we can beat the Rams. We're not scared by the Rams. We're not scared of what that situation is. We have to find a way to beat the Seahawks and now find a way to control Kyler Murray. The other guys I'm not too worried about. It is very strategic. You build to win your division. Bill Belichick's been doing it for years. That's what the Steelers do. You can see Baltimore doing it now. Smart teams build to win their division. They don't worry about what everyone else is doing, Cowboys. They worry about their division.
Well, who are the dumb teams in the NFC West? I mean,
that's the thing. There is no dumb teams.
That's what I'm saying is that they are not, like, smart teams do it. You look at the direction
they're all good.
NFC West teams are they are all heading in the right direction. I mean,
Arizona's been known to do these things. I can't sit there and tell you Arizona's a great organization. They haven't proved it over time. I need to be subjective with them.
Poor ownership.
Bidwells are interesting. They're interesting, but I will give them a ton of credit for moving off and finding a way. If you're bad, you made a mistake with the quarterback situation. You drafted a guy. You found a way to trade for arguably the best best wide receiver in the NFL with Hopkins, and now you have it's the steal of the draft. I your favorite player. He was the best, other than Chase Young. He was the most frightening player, I think, that you could bring in defense, that you could go, this guy's going to make an immediate impact. So I think Arizona's trending the right direction. They don't hold a candle to the Rams, Seahawks, and 49ers yet. Yet.
But that I think is a credit to all of the good teams in that division too.
Yeah.
You know, and now you have the Rams, who they don't pick until 52nd.
Right.
I mean, I could see them trying to wheel and deal and move their way up. They have the 20th pick of today. In the second round, they also have the 57th overall selection. So they're going to get more busy as time goes on. But this is where, you know, they're kind of throwing it down the gauntlet of the NFC West. Two steals of the draft in that first round. A lot of the analysts are saying that two of the steals are numero uno, CeeDee Lamb following to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
He falls all the way to 17.
Did you happen to see his basketball highlights?
Yes. Wait, that thought that was Henry.
No,
Ruggs.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that was Ruggs. Yeah, my bad.
Ruggs
I
is
meant
a dunk.
My God.
Yeah. I meant what?
That he can dunk.
When I saw that, it like because those first kind of came unearthed around the combine, and when I first saw that, I'm like, that's going to make some team who's obsessed with athleticism very happy. And sure enough,
there it was.
Yep. The Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes. Yep.
But no, CeeDee Lamb goes. I thought you were going to talk about the phone gate, and I have an update to that.
He shut that down.
Okay. Here's what happened.
By the way, Trey Young's ex-girlfriend.
If you missed it, he's on the couch, and he had his phone that he was talking to the Cowboys on.
His second phone.
And then he had a phone in his hand.
Burner phone.
And what happened, personal and work is what they like to call them.
Sure.
And he was on the phone with the Cowboys, and he got a call. His girlfriend tried to go and pick up the call, and he gave her a look and just grabbed his phone away. It turns out it was his agent trying to FaceTime him.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend was going to answer the FaceTime, and he was like, no, you're not picking up a FaceTime.
She just made herself famous, too.
Well, yes, and she is – how about her? You go from Trey Young at Oklahoma to CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
Eh? Eh?
I mean, we all know what this girl is already.
What is she?
Please.
What?
Please. Come on. What do you mean, what is she? She's the next Instagram star attached to her next star athlete. Come on. I read this like a book.
They call them Jersey Chasers.
Well, you
want to
call you can call them whatever you want.
I say it's much true love.
Right.
I'd like to believe in love.
Yeah. When's the next bounce?
How many more? Is she going to be like stay there like 9 years at Oklahoma?
She's already applying for the girlfriends of... what, Dallas? I mean, he's applying for that.
Oh, Real Housewives of Dallas.
No, the Real Girlfriends of Dallas. He's trying to fit right in. I mean, I stereotype this like there's no tomorrow, but that's what happens.
They're going to be married for 30 years. I can see it.
I hope so.
Oh.
I hope so. Just look at her Instagram page. It will, yeah.
It will, well, yeah. What does that mean?
Well, it just tells you who they are. I don't have no problems with it. It's just who they are. I mean, the guys know it. He knows it. And it's like, yeah, I
she get
got that.
A lot of booty hanging out on her Instagram. What is her? Yeah.
Did you just see her?
I don't have Instagram.
You don't need to see the Instagram. Just look what she's sitting there on the couch.
Yeah.
It's.
Oh, I saw.
It's all stems.
Oh, I saw. Speaking
I mean,
of
they were some of the moms were dialed in. Was it?
Hold on. Mekhi Becton, is that his sister or his girlfriend who is like 6'3" and just
how
like
big is his dad? Holy God,
arms,
his dad's like 500 pounds.
Hold on. She had guns. She was beautiful and she was tall. I was like,
yeah, well, genetics, man.
What the hell is going on here?
I don't know.
He's
a big dude.
His whole family was big, though.
They're big, big. Well, mom's a soul food. She's a soul food chef.
That was my favorite. Yeah. That was my favorite bio of the day. It was mom is a soul food caterer. And then the bullet below that is his mom had to take his birth certificate with her to all of his youth sports games to prove that he was young.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. This kid is not real. He's too big. No, here you go.
Boom, I got the papers.
Some of them, I can't remember who was it. George's, was it George's? Oh, man, I can't remember. It had to have been, it wasn't, one of the moms and girlfriends, they went to the same dress shop because they were dialed. It was constrictive, and it was time to get look and time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that, man. You're going to go all in.
I mentioned earlier Clemson and Bama pay. Because you saw the homes that like Tua and Isaiah Simmons are in. Mm. Like they were beautiful homes.
Yeah.
TCU not paying their guys. How about TCU with what they had two guys in the first round? They had Rager and then they had the corner, Gladney. They had those two guys in both in the first round. And they just looked like they were, any home USA that they were sitting in. As did the Herberts and the Burrow family.
Oh, it's simple.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I was sitting there like, whoa.
Oh, you know, keep it simple.
You know what? I just looked up Crimson Rose's Instagram. Pretty
yeah, that's
tame.
Her name. By the way, Crimson Rose is the name of CeeDee Lamb's girlfriend.
Oh, by the way, Crimson with a Y.
Crimson with a Y.
How'd she not go to Bama?
Crimson Rose.
But it's not like, I mean, it's not like super IG model. It's pretty tasteful.
No, it's the college tasteful. Just wait where it goes from here.
She's Playboy, not Penthouse. You know how they said that one's tasteful.
Read for the articles.
That is the, and the jokes too. They had good jokes in there.
Some good jokes.
Do they even print that magazine anymore?
I saw that the Playboy Mansion was getting a remodel.
Oh, all right.
It was going through an extensive remodel.
Yeah. 55305. That is the fan text line. We go off, if we haven't already, we go off the rails next. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.